Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Chip Kelly, who will shape the philosophical future and the on-field future of the 49ers. It's an interesting hire, and anytime anything happens out of Philadelphia, there's only one direction we go, and you know what direction that is.
Don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
I believe in show business, they call this an encore performance. We normally talk to Tony on Tuesdays, but this Thursday is the day the Niners hired Chip Kelly. We had to call him back. Tony, what do you think of the hire? I'm sure it's playing through a cavalcade of laughs back in Philadelphia. Out here, it looks like there's some hope for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, and I haven't really listened to any of the local radio here today. I've been running around, but last night I did a podcast, and my podcast, and my buddy Brian Baldinger was on, who you guys know there in the Bay Area, who goes on 95.7 The Game multiple times. And we were talking about the situation with the Eagles, which is, of course, who are they going to hire? They didn't hire Hugh Jackson. They didn't hire Ben McAdoo, who they thought, because they were closing in on him. And then we started talking about Chip Kelly, and many people, including Brian, thought he's not going to get a job. But go back a few weeks ago, when we were talking about when Chip Kelly got fired. When I was on the air, actually it happened when we were on that Tuesday night a couple of weeks ago, and the thought then was, well, Chip gets a head start, Jeffrey Lurie fires him on a Tuesday, and then he gets a head start, and if there's teams interested, they'll have a chance to grab him quickly. And then the thought back then was, and I think I said on the show, that Chip Kelly probably either contacted the Niners or the Niners contacted him to take his temperature before they decided what to do with Jim Tomsula. I don't think that they weren't going to fire Jim Tomsula. No matter what, I think he was gone. But I think the fact that they got some interest from Chip and then dabbled with a couple of other guys and then went back to Chip, that doesn't surprise me at all.
I was talking with our friend, mutual friend, John Kincaid, who is a huge Eagles fan who happens to do radio in Atlanta. And I was talking to him this morning about what he liked about Kelly when he lost trust and faith in Kelly. And he said, you know, basically Chip shows up in Philadelphia, says, I'm just here to coach. 3 years later, he's got an internal coup going on for power of the team. He wins the coup. The reason why Lurie got really, really upset and let him go after that Washington game, just after that Christmas weekend with a couple weeks still left in the season, was that at that press conference, Kelly basically stood up and said, look, man, you know, it's not like I'm the GM. Or it might just be my title, but I'm still not picking all the players. And the fact that while he was failing, he didn't accept responsibility, that is the straw that broke the Eagles' back. Have you heard the same story?
Yes, but I remember that last news conference when Chip said it's all on me, and yes, I got the power. So I don't think he completely sloughed off any responsibility. He, in fact, after the last game, that it was all on him, even when he was asked about picking players. I think the problem with Chip Kelly in his last year when he won the power struggle is that he won the power struggle and the team got worse. And so Howie Roseman, who is Jeffrey Lurie's boy, who is still in the organization, when he got demoted, I believe that Howie Roseman was still maybe in another office on the other wing of the complex, but he still had guys, and I'm sure when things were going bad, the thought here is that Howie would go to the players and say, hey, man, you see what's happening now? I lost control. So there was that internal power struggle, which you see with some teams when somebody gets demoted and then the guy who gets promoted doesn't do well. So I think that I think Jeffrey Lurie's relationship with Howie Roseman was much more long going. And last year was, who are you going to fire, me or Howie Roseman, when Chip Kelly went in there and played his trump card? And he said, I'm not going to fire Howie, but I'm going to elevate you if that's what you want. It's the old Bill Parcells. If you're going to let me cook the dinner, let me buy the groceries. So Chip bought the groceries, and it didn't work. Having said all that, I believe that Chip learned his lesson, and has realized that you don't really need to have total control in this modern day NFL. Let the GM make the picks, have some say in the process, but let Chip Kelly coach. Here's the bottom line, Dana. Every quarterback that's played under Chip Kelly, even Sam Bradford, believe it or not, has had a better season than they did prior. And obviously, go back. Michael Vick played great. Nick Foles had 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Mark Sanchez played great until crunch time when he threw the interceptions. We knew he did. So every quarterback and every offensive player who's played under Chip Kelly has actually put up numbers. And I think that's what the Niners see, is a guy who's going to go out there and coach offense and get this team back on track and perhaps bring Colin Kaepernick back to the player that he thought he was. Because Kaepernick, let's be honest, is the first quarterback Chip Kelly will have if they keep him, and I'm sure they're not going to keep Blaine Gabbert hiring Chip Kelly, that he's the quarterback that Chip Kelly wants to run an offense around. And
well,
he
here's
not
the,
have
you know,
that
it's funny. Gabbert is a lot fleeter of foot than you might think he is. I think he's an athletic guy who was never asked to do athletic things. But Kaepernick is the read option prototype quarterback that Chip Kelly's probably had, football fantasies about working with. If these two guys can salvage each other's careers, it'll be a hell of a story. And if it doesn't work, it'll be a hell of a story. This is going to be good for business no matter what. Let's end with this. Do you think that Carlos Hyde, healthy, fits more like LeSean McCoy or more like DeMarco Murray? To me, he's more like DeMarco Murray than a scat back like McCoy.
Yeah, but I don't think Chip has a problem with guys running up the middle like DeMarco Murray. He just has to make sure he has an offensive line that can run that offense. And obviously, the Eagles' offensive line was not making holes up the middle, and the only way to gain yards was to cut it outside. McCoy was able to do that. DeMarco Murray wasn't able to do that. So I think it's a great story. And obviously, here we go. The Super Bowl is going to be there. The buzz now is going to be in San Francisco. The world's media is going to descend upon the Bay Area in just a couple of weeks. And the Niners got themselves a sizzle deal. Tom Sula wasn't a sizzle guy. Jim Harbaugh was. And now, obviously, the fans out there are upset what was going on with the Niners. And they hire a guy who's certainly not a guy that they, play it by the, play it safe kind of guy. Chip Kelly is a sizzle hire as you get ready for the Super Bowl. And the fans wanted a sizzle hire, and they got one.
This is a sizzle interview.
Part, are they not? Do the fans not want some sizzle?
Oh, everyone wants a little sizzle. Of course they do. How about this? I think one of the reasons why the media turned on Chip Kelly and the city of Philadelphia quickly followed is because he brought up the notion of nutrition and smoothies. That doesn't play in Philadelphia. They'll love it out here.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they'll have the playlist and training camp and all the other things. Listen, there are people who are obsessed with sports science and analytics. We see that in the NBA. We see old school players. People don't like that. Chip Kelly is a 50-year-old guy, but he's certainly a new school kind of guy. He buys into the sports science. He buys into the conditioning. And if people don't like that, that's the way he does business. But one thing about Chip, he shows up and works. He's the only guy on the golf course. This guy eats, lives, sleeps, and breathes football. I think it's a great hire for the Niners.
Not that it matters. Is he even married? Does he have a girlfriend, or is he married to the game?
He's married to the game, but he does have a woman who lives with him that he's very, very...
All right.
From Oregon. So she was with him in Oregon. No one knows. I don't think they're married. I think he was married at one time, but the woman who was living with him in Philly, I mean, he keeps his personal life very, very close. He keeps it very quiet. No one knows. He doesn't gallivant around. He actually goes into a couple of bars and has a pop here or there, but he's not a guy that goes out and does the social scene. He has apparently a woman from Oregon that he knew that he brought to Philly with him, and she lives with him. And so he's going to be a football guy. He's not going to be a guy that's going to be out there hanging out in bars and going out to all the fancy joints and doing that kind of stuff.
There you go. Great to talk to you as always. Thank you for double dipping with us this week. That allows you a full free 30-second promo for your Super Bowl viewing party at the Glass House. Go ahead.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah, the ads are up. It's going to be Mars Vodka. The Mars Vodka girls will be there. Great vodka made out in California. It's going to be on Super Bowl Sunday down in San Jose at the Great Glass House. Hope everybody goes out and checks it out.
Love girls from Mars. Thank you, Tony. Great to talk to you.
Women from Mars are men from Mars and women, I forget that.
Men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
And there
I
once
think.
Was a man from Nantucket, but we can't go any further. Thank you, Tony.
We'll stop right there.
Guys, we'll see you real soon. The one and only Tony Bruno. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.